Go TV channel surfing, as we said before, in order from the home shopping channels. Go catalog shopping. You know, most catalogs can be ordered by just calling 800 information and requesting a certain one. You know, JCPenney's has almost everything you need, Land's End for basic clothing, just to name a few. You can give gift certificates, and even though that sounds a little, informal, you can put a short note in there and just beg their apologies for the fact that you just don't have the strength this year, but you really wanted them to have something special and hope that they'll have this chance to do that. You can give a contribution to a favorite charity in your friend's or your relative's name. And if you're accustomed to taking other shopping, perhaps the grandchildren to buy gifts for their parents, it may be best to find someone else to go in your place. You may feel uncomfortable to express your pain, and you just don't want to explain yourself to the little ones. When it comes to wrapping gifts, you have many options. You can have the store wrap the gifts for you. You can enlist a neighbor's child to do the wrapping for some extra cash, which I'm sure they'll totally enjoy to help them with their own Christmas list. You can also use those beautiful bags with just simple white tissue paper. Let's look now at opening gifts. When is the best time? You know, if you and your husband open gifts on Christmas Eve, and he's died this year, maybe you want to change that to Christmas morning at your children's house and not yours. If, you know, it may be helpful to watch grandchildren open their gifts instead and start that tradition. Also, you may wish to invite your guests to bring a gift which they would normally have given to the loved one who's died and let them know that it will be given to a needy person in the community, either at a retirement or a nursing home. You may want to give a gift that would have been given for a child who's died in your life. You can take that toy to a children's hospital or a grieving children's support group or grieving children's center. So there are many ways to go about your gift giving. Let's look at dinner. You know, if you choose to cook, perhaps limiting your invitation to those family and friends who will support you would be wise this year. Help them to understand that you may cry, you may laugh, but you would appreciate them allowing you any emotion which does come up and not trying to suppress it for fear of not knowing how to handle it. You have an option of getting them to do the shopping for the meal for you, if you're the one who chooses to actually do the cooking. Perhaps setting dinner at a different time could be helpful for you. Whereas you always had a big meal for Christmas dinner, perhaps holiday brunch would be easier for you this year instead. Another idea is to have everyone over for dinner, but ask each to bring a certain dish. One person can be responsible for the vegetables, another for the desserts, another for the potatoes and yams. Another will do the lasagna or the pasta, especially for our Italian folks. And you'll only have to do the turkey or the ham. Delegate the dishes among many family members. This takes the pressure off of you. And don't be embarrassed to ask. They'll feel good that they can do something constructive to help you. And truth be told, they want to enjoy your company, and this will help both of you. Perhaps you'd like to leave the cooking up to someone else. Go to their house. Let them know you'll stay for dinner, and depending on how you feel, either stay longer or leave earlier. Give yourself the out to leave after dinner if you don't feel up to sticking around, and this way nobody will be offended. You may choose to be with people whom you never visited before during the holidays, maybe someone from church or your bereavement support group. We've done that in the past, and it's been such a refreshing change. We've been around totally different people, and we've been able to share the love of our children who have died, and it's been a very rewarding experience. Perhaps you'd like to eat out. If that's the case, you need to investigate which restaurants or hotels are serving holiday dinner, the times, and whether they need reservations. You might choose to have a buffet dinner instead of a sit-down dinner. You might want to start a new tradition of inviting family and friends who normally wouldn't be invited. Perhaps you'd like to serve dinner at a retirement home or a nursing home or community center for those that are less fortunate. You might want to skip dinner altogether and have a small buffet on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day brunch. You know, less hassle and less planning and simpler menus can often be very, very wonderful. Encourage family and friends at the dinner table or later at dessert to tell their story about your loved one who's died. Of course, be sure to have that box of tissue close by, just in case. You know, it lets the spirit of your loved one live on through all those stories, and it'll bring you such great joy. We may also choose to set a regular place setting for the loved one who has died and put her picture near the plate or on the plate, or put a rose across the plate to signify that they are still there with you in spirit.